8 years ago, the ACLU and Legal Aid Society reached an agreement with Milwaukee County to correct overcrowding and sanitary problems at the county jail. The legal groups say the county violated the consent decree more than 16,000 times over the next 3 years. In 2006, a circuit court found the county in contempt, but said there was no authority to provide money or other remedies to the people who had been held in the jail's booking area. A state appeals court said there was the authority for damages, but now the state Supreme Court has voted 4-3 to reverse the appellate court. Justice David Prosser says Milwaukee County had improved jail conditions by the time of the circuit court ruling. The county's lawyer, Bill Domina, says the ruling is proper.
What's happened is there was an identified problem. It was corrected, not even by court directive, but voluntarily by the jail, and we're moving forward. And we have, since 2004, run the jail without any violation.
The plaintiff's attorney, Patrick Patterson, says the ruling limits the powers of courts to enforce their orders. He says that could weaken people's faith in the legal system.
If someone takes a case to court and obtains a remedy in the form of a court order but can't enforce it, that really reduces the incentive people have to go to the courts to resolve their disputes, I think.
Patterson says the state court did leave open the possibility of a federal civil rights lawsuit, personal injury lawsuits, or the legislature giving new powers to the lower courts to enforce their orders. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.